The hip-hop artist known simply as Common is anything but. Sure, like many rappers, he has a line of designer clothing, hats in Common's case, and he's acted in several films. But he also writes children's books. And then there's Common's music. He shuns the popular trends in hip-hop and focuses on some of the art form's core principles, storytelling and presenting music with a message. NPR's Brakton Booker has this profile.
When Lonnie Rashid Lynn Jr. came onto the hip-hop scene, it was the beginning of an era, just not his.
One, two, three into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we're about to rip this.
Common broke onto the scene in the early 1990s, just as gangster rap was starting its assault on mainstream America.
I was thinking about how hip-hop was losing its pure heart and its soul. And it is like a person that, you know, has the opportunity to make mistakes but can keep improving.
His music is providing the therapy many loyal fans feel is missing in mainstream hip-hop right now.
We do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers are the dope. Experiment to discover hope. Scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starter to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? But people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house, it's all our culture. Every day we hustling. Trying to get them customers. Law, we ain't trusting them. Thick bras, we lusting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them.
Common's part of a tradition of so-called conscious artists like Dead Prez, The Roots, and Mos Def, trying to bring social and cultural messages back to the airwaves. Though he embraces being a conscious artist now, there was a time when he shunned that label because he says it put him in a box.
But then, you know, I looked at music abroad, like, man, when I think of conscious artists, I think of Bob Marley, I think of Marvin Gaye, I think of Bob Dylan, I think, Public Enemy. I mean, when I started thinking about it, I was like, okay, if throughout time I get labeled as a conscious artist, you know, I'll be very much celebrated in a way and honored.
A number of his songs deal with current and very real dilemmas people face. Like the conflict a man has after his unborn child is aborted.
Knowing you the best part of life, do I have the right to take yours? Cause I created you irresponsibly. Subconsciously knowing the act, I was a part of the start of something. I'm not ready to bring it to the world. Had myself believing I was sterile. I look at your mother's stomach and wonder if you are a boy or a girl. Turning this woman's wound into a tomb. But she and I agree. A seed we don't need. You would have been much more than a mouth to feed. With someone, I would have fed this information I read to someone. My life for you, I would have had to leave. Instead, I led you to death.
Common is also unafraid to tackle a subject that is taboo in most hip-hop. Love.
I never knew a love like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decided to send it. Signed, sealed, delivered for us to grow together.
Aside from this song and a handful of others, you probably won't hear Common's message on the airwaves. Alvin Blanco is music editor for allhiphop.com.
Just by the type of music he's putting out there, it isn't the type of music that is going to get a lot of radio play. So if you're going to be a Common fan, you're going to have to search it out.
The popular masses are not in tune with it for whatever reason. I don't have, like, the answer to why, but as a popular genre of music, hip-hop has been lately having one sound and it's become somewhat redundant.
Common is referring to the current dominance of Southern hip-hop, often criticized for looping the same beat under rhymes that are devoid of any substance. And even though his songs are littered with profane street language, he feels a lot of artists, not just rappers from the South, are not being mindful of how potentially damaging some of the lyrics can be.
Man, if I get a chance to speak on the microphone, I gotta say something somewhere in there. You know, I'm gonna laugh, I'm gonna have some fun too, but something has to be said to have some substance, because this is a platform, and the power that we have with words and with this microphone is phenomenal. So make the best use of your time.
That's not to say he wants to remain underground and not make money.
Go, 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 and on the count of three.
Chart-topping producer Kanye West is credited with polishing Common's sound and introducing him to a wider audience. In fact, Common was even thinking of dumping a song from his latest CD because it wasn't commercial enough. Black Maybe talks about the hardships endured by people of color.
I heard a white man's yes is a black maybe. I was delivered in this world as a crack baby. Hard for me to pay attention and I act crazy. Gotta get over from the tip, I watched the fat lady sing a song on how we gorillas in warfare.
One of Common's early producers convinced him to keep the song on the album. No ID has known the rapper since they were both in elementary school together in Chicago.
And I was like, why are you throwing this song off? And he was like, what you mean? I was like, don't forget, people look at you as a conscious rapper, as a, you know, rapper saying things like, don't stray away from it too much.
Brothers are starving with their mouth wide open, floating across state. Got the workout plan so they can move weight.
Common's status as an underground conscious artist has helped him, he says, land roles in a Gap commercial and in the upcoming film American Gangster.
She said, you know, I don't be dating rappers. I said, I got my side card, baby, I'm an actor.
Music, however, remains his first love, and he hopes his movie roles can also attract a wider audience to his music. And even if he never has a platinum record, he understands his place in hip-hop.
The impact of a conscious artist is necessary, and it ripples through the world, you know. And it's people with platinum plaques that are forgotten. In fact, that's why I named my album Finding Forever, because that's what I was thinking about. What did I want to contribute to this world that would live beyond my physical existence?
There's no way to tell if people will be talking about it that far in the future, but many people are talking about it now. Finding Forever debuts at number one on the current Billboard 200. Bracton Booker, NPR News.
To hear complete songs from Common's new album and discover other new music, visit npr.org/music.